It's been over a year since the COVID-19 pandemic began, causing an uptick in Americans reporting anxiety and depression. Many children have been out of school since last March, causing many of them to feel isolated, especially those facing mental health challenges.
My name is Stella. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I moved to Toronto when I was 5. I'm 9 years old. My birthday is July 21st.
I'm SB. I'm 9 years old. I live in Lafayette, California.
My name is Claire, and I'm 11 years old.
Although these children have never met in person, they found each other through the Origami Story Club, a group meant to support children impacted by BFRBs, or body-focused repetitive behaviors.
My BFRB is that I pick my eyelashes, and I do it a lot. And sometimes it's just that I want my hands to stop, but they just don't stop, and I just feel like my hands betray me sometimes. But doing origami with other people that have BFRBs just reminds me that I'm not alone.
My BFRB is picking my lip. When I first did origami, I was a little scared about it because I was like, it's only for Japanese people. But when I was 9, I was like, origami can be for anybody. And I have lots of fun with it. Usually when I'm picking on myself, I do it mostly during the day. So that's when I have time to fold paper. And it kind of helps me from picking.
I have trichotillomania that started in June during the pandemic. I have been doing origami since the fall, and it's really fun. Everyone is really nice, and we all have something in common.
Jen Patterson is the founder of Origami Story Club.
I love origami, and I love teaching origami. I wanted it to be really fun and really playful and really just about connecting.
Patterson says when the pandemic struck, she pivoted her story club to a Zoom model, making it possible to bring kids from across the country and even Canada together virtually. And how does Origami Story Club work? Again, Jen Patterson.
I give them the chance actually right away with the first club to share if they struggle with skin picking or hair pulling. And then there's always the option to pass. And some kids will. They don't want to talk about it. And other kids are like so excited to meet other kids who have that same challenge. So yeah, we read a story together and then we fold something out of origami. I think origami is, for me, it's the perfect activity because we're keeping our hands busy. But it's also kind of frustrating. And so it gives a lot of opportunity for us as a community, you know, within that group to talk about, like, what are we going to do if we get frustrated? Or what's going to happen if I don't know how to fold this? And sort of building up that ability to reach out for support. And then my hope is the kids get to have mastery of something.
Statistically speaking, a little more than 5% of the population struggles with BFRBs, or body-focused repetitive behaviors, which translates to about one child per classroom.
There's a lot of secrecy around it. So my hope is to connect with kids so that they can not have that long experience of feeling, you know, like they can't talk about it or like it's so private that they can't seek support.
Since many children impacted by BFRBs already feel isolated, Patterson says it's especially important to bring these children together during pandemic times.
My general experience is these kids and adults are really sensitive people, sensitive in the best sense, you know, people who are really kind, really thoughtful, really observing. And so I think it's like a superpower and a kryptonite. And I wouldn't want to get rid of that sensitivity that I have, but boy, it takes a lot. And I think a lot of skills and a lot of support to navigate that, you know, to make it a strength. And yeah, the pandemic for so many people, it's just created so much isolation, so much time to think instead of just doing, you know, it's like sitting around thinking is not the way to get through these disorders. It's really about action and about, you know, movement. And so I think especially for kids, you know, who aren't getting those chances to go out and run on the playground with their friends and burn that energy, I think it seems extra hard.
If you know someone with a BFRB, Patterson says unconditional acceptance and education are the key elements.
The more acceptance and kindness you can offer to someone with a body-focused repetitive behavior, the more it's going to be possible for them to change it. And it's a little counterintuitive because I think sometimes we think, you know, stop that, like, don't do this. You know, I'm going to kind of step in and tell you what's right. And I think with these behaviors, it's that doesn't work. It just helps, you know, maybe help someone keep it more secret.
To learn more, you can visit origamistoryclub.com or bfrb.org.